So Richard Henry Lee, on June 7th of 1776, acting on instruction of the 5th Virginia Convention, he gave that resolution that became known as the Lee Resolution in the Second Continental Congress, proposing independence from the American colonies. So that resolution read, resolved that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. These words were echoed in the Declaration of Independence, which was signed by Richard Henry and his brother Francis Lightfoot Lee, the only two brothers to sign the Declaration of Independence. So we will be commemorating this resolution this year, the 250th anniversary of the resolution, with an incredible program. Starting off Saturday, we will be recognizing Richard Henry Lee and his contributions. We're going to have Lee family interpreters during the day, but we'll be opening up the doors that Friday evening with our VA 250 Mobile Museum experience at 6 p.m.
That is a great museum,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, it is. There's a quote I understand from Richard Henry Lee. I've not been there yet.
Well, I have to go back and look at pictures. I think you're right, though.
So we'll be starting off the day with that. We'll have some music. We'll have food trucks. We're going to have a lot happening leading up to our stage program that evening, which begins at 8 o'clock in the evening with a concert performance by the United States Navy Concert Band.
Ooh, they have that at Stratford with the
patriotic, yes.
The great house right there and everything.
With that in the background, so exactly. They're going to have a 40-person concert band performing patriotic music right there on the stage in front of the great house. And then, of course, we'll hear, so what you just mentioned, Richard Henry Lee's resolution for independence, we will get to hear his resolution and hear some remarks from Richard Henry Lee himself. Our interpreter will be there sharing those remarks during the evening program and what that means for us.
What a great kickoff. It does kind of, you know, frame what this is all about, and really what the whole Virginia 250 is all about.
Yes, absolutely. And we will end that evening, too. Our keynote will be presented by Carly Fiorina, the VA 250 National Honorary Chair. And so she will be presenting that keynote as part of the program, talking about what this means for our Commonwealth as well. So we are a VA 250 signature event. Virginia Resolved is a VA 250 signature event. So we'll be talking about those steps to revolution as we prepare for July 4th and all of the activities that took place leading up. So that will lead into our fireworks show in the evening on the Great House lawn. So
fireworks in the Great House.
Fireworks right behind the Great House. Which we have not had in many, many years. So Sunday, our site's going to be open at 10 o'clock that morning. We will be open. You can come out. You can start touring the Great House. You heard Karen mention earlier that our gristmill is going to be open. So we'll be running gristmill demonstrations all day. So from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And we will have our VA 250 Mobile Museum open then as well. But at 12 o'clock, that's when our Virginia Resolved program begins. And it will kick off with a citizenship ceremony. And I know you attended last year's citizenship ceremony.
That was really moving. Yeah. It really is. And I'm glad that can be kind of part of this whole event.
Absolutely. Last year we welcomed 100 young Americans through the citizenship ceremony, and so we're looking forward to beginning our Virginia Resolved program again on Sunday with the citizenship ceremony. We'll also have members of the Yorktown Fife and Drum Corps, as well as the Community Festival Choir performing. Our Sons of the American Revolution Color Guard will be there with town crier, so it'll be a very moving ceremony this year as well. And then following the ceremony, we'll have an incredible lineup of performances. You'll get to meet Richard Henry Lee and his sister, Hannah Lee Corbin. So to engage in conversations with these two revolutionaries, we will have cavalry demonstrations with the 1st and the 4th Continental Light Dragoons. And the Light Dragoons, this is where Light Horse Harry got his nickname. But the Light Dragoons do a phenomenal job talking about the cavalry during the Revolution period, and they'll have their horses on site doing demonstrations as well there on the Great House lawn. We'll have musket demonstrations taking place with the Virginia Society Sons of the American Revolution. They'll also have a soldier encampment, so you can see about life of a Revolutionary War soldier and learn from them. And we'll have colonial music by Ampersand, as well as dance demonstrations by the Rappahannock Colonial Heritage Society. So you're starting to hear there's a lot happening.
That's just the beginning.
There's more. So we're going to have a Potawatomi eel pot demonstrations with Dr. Brad Hatch. We're going to have colonial foodways demonstrations in our historic kitchen. We'll have chocolate demonstrations in our gift shop. We'll be hearing and meeting with a lot of different interpreters and community partners throughout the day as well. So we'll have many of our local historic sites, museums, the state park, so many folks that will be out sharing information about their site, so you can learn all about the history from the region.
There's a lot of collaboration that you all have done and bringing in a lot of people to make
Very
this.
Much.
Make this what it is.
Very much. We are so excited to welcome our partners. And this has all been made possible because of our partnership, too, with, of course, VA 250 with Westmoreland County, where Stratford Hall is located, as well as with Northern Neck 250, our Northern Neck National Heritage Area partners. So you heard us mention we're a VA 250 signature event. We're a Northern Neck 250 signature event for our region. We're incredibly excited to host this two-day program in partnership with Westmoreland County, VA 250, and Northern Neck 250.
Do I get tickets in advance, or can I get them at the door?
You can get them in advance right now. Just visit StraffordHall.org. StraffordHall.org/Virginia Resolve takes you straight to our page with that incredible lineup of activities for both Saturday. Saturday, it's a free evening program beginning at 6 o'clock. So you can get your tickets online now for that, for the free evening program. Sunday, it's our day of living history, activities, colonial games, and so much happening. Those tickets are available online. It's $15 for ages 14 and up, $10 for ages 6 to 13, and then it's free for children 5 and under, and for our Friends of Stratford members as well.
If you've, like I said, if you've never been to Stratford Hall, this is the weekend.
This is the weekend
to
go. You are going to learn so much. You'll get to step into the Great House. We'll have shuttles going down to our waterfront to the overlook there.
Yeah.
So you'll get to see those, get to see the gristmill there on site, and you'll get to meet so many other community partners as well while you're on site.